Good morning, everybody. Now, this is the 10:30 service. You're supposed to have more energy. Good morning, everybody. Thank you. In a couple minutes, I'm going to come back up here, and we're going to do something this morning that's special for us. We're going to have a time of commitment. We're going to have a time where we're going to offer some commitments to Pastor Nate and his family, and we're going to have a time where he's going to offer some commitments to us as the congregation. But before we get there, we've got some other people here that we need to introduce this morning, and I'll go back a few ways to probably mid-July when the search committee was well into the process, and Nate had agreed to be a candidate here, and we were in the process of introducing him to us as a church and getting to know him a little bit, and it struck me, the search committee had really been impressed with Nate's love of God, and that's not something that we take lightly. And it's something that continues to impress those of us that have an opportunity to interact with us. And so I know for myself, when my son or daughter does something well, which is rarer-ish, and somebody tells me, you know, hey, your kids are really doing a good job, that's very meaningful. And so I took an opportunity to reach out to Nate's father and just have a conversation with him and just wanted to express to him how much, regardless of where the process ended up, we had enjoyed getting to know his son, and that he and his wife had every reason to be very proud of him. And that led to a few other conversations. And ultimately, we wanted to just share with him that incredible point in Scripture, which is that you have no greater joy than to know that your children are walking with the Lord. And so we thought it would be a lot of fun this morning and a special time if we invited Pastor Ken Keeler to share a few words with us about Nate. And so would you please help me in welcoming Pastor Ken Keeler?
Great to be here this morning. It's a thrill for me as Nate's father. One thing you can be assured of, he didn't get his good looks from me. He got it from his mother. All right. But the family is here. You can greet them. They're all in the row there. I have three sons. Nate's the youngest. And it's very thrilling for me to be able to do this morning. I'm mainly going to talk to Nate, challenging him and encouraging him in his new role as senior pastor here at Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. And then I'll address in a minute or so the congregation with some encouraging words for you. Let's look to the Lord in prayer before I do. Lord, we thank you for leading Nate here to Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. We know it's a process that you have led on both sides, and we know it's your will, and we want you to use Nate to help this church to grow in Jesus Christ and as a body and as a leadership team to win people for Jesus Christ. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. There was a young pastor who was officiating at a funeral, and he was doing it for a war veteran. And the dead man's military friends wished to have a part in the service. So they asked the pastor to take them down to the casket and have a moment of remembrance, and then they were going to military march out the door. Well, it didn't quite go as the young pastor expected. With great precision, they marched right into a broom closet. So this is a true story, but there's two lessons you can learn from this on leadership. One is, if you're going to lead, make sure you know where you're going. And if you're following, make sure you follow someone that knows where they're going. So I'm going to now address Nate. I have complete confidence in my son, Nate, that he knows where he is going. He knows because he knows his Bible. And he knows because he loves the Lord Jesus Christ, has had an intimate walk with the Savior, and he knows how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, Nate, as your dad, and one who has been a senior pastor for a number of years, I want to encourage you in this new ministry as senior pastor at Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. I'm going to do so from 1 Timothy 4, 11 through 16, and I'll read that passage. Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, purity. Show yourself to be an example to those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through the prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the elders. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching, and persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear. Now, Nate, you're 33 years old. As we get older, age becomes a little relative, right? But this word that's used in the Greek is very clear. It's up to 40 years old. So, Nate, you qualify. You're young by 7 years. Now, how do you assure that what Paul says here, let no one look down on your youthfulness? Well, it's very clear. The passage says, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe. It's very simple. Live a consistent, spirit-filled life, and you'll be an example. And no one will look down on your youthfulness because you'll show the maturity that only the Holy Spirit can reproduce in and through you. And you know, Nate, that I have taught you from little on up, as well as my other boys, what it means to live a consistent, spirit-filled life. I taught it by word, and I sought to live it day by day in the home. Now, your main responsibility is also clearly stated in this passage. Give attention to public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. The idea here is make sure the Bible is the source of everything you do as a senior pastor and ministering to this body. You need to read the Scripture. You need to encourage this congregation with the Scripture. And you are to do so accurately and practically. And as you look at Acts 6:4, it tells you that your two main responsibilities as a pastor of this body is to commit yourself to the Word of God and prayer. They are your main responsibilities. Now, as you use your spiritual gift, the pastor teacher, by the power of the Holy Spirit, here, this body will have their spiritual needs met because it's your responsibility as you exposit God's word and you teach them and show them what how they should live and how to let Christ live through you, not only for your spiritual growth, but for your reaching and exercising the spiritual gifts that the body has and also reaching out to the lost. You need to continue to use your spiritual gift. Now, Nate, do what Paul says here. Take pains in these things. Be absorbed with these things. And the idea here, as you express your personal, intimate walk and commitment to Christ, out of that outflow, you will work hard to meet the needs of the congregation, and you'll take pains in these things. Of course, and I taught you not to neglect of your family. Now, to do this, it says pay close attention to yourself. Now, that's not being self-absorbed. What it means is you make sure you are walking moment by moment by the power of the Holy Spirit consistently, that Jesus is your very life and that He is living through you. Take care of your personal walk. Really, ministry is an outflow of your personal life to reach others. And that's what you have to concentrate on, as it says here. Pay close attention to your teaching and persevere with these things. If you minister to this congregation this way, you can have complete confidence with what Paul says here. Ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear. This isn't talking about getting saved. It's talking about spiritual growth, the present tense of salvation. In other words, if you are concentrating on your personal walk with the Lord and living out of the outflow, your congregation will grow in Christ as well. That's all Paul is saying. So be committed to that. Now I want to address in just a minute here the congregation. How can you as a congregation support Nate as the senior pastor of this church? One, pray daily for him. Every pastor, all your pastoral staff, all of your leaders need your daily prayers. Sometimes pastors go through some tough things, and it's because of the loving prayer support of the congregation that gets them through. People don't know sometimes what pastors go through. And all pastors will say amen to that. But you need the prayer. You need the prayer support. And that's your ministry today. Pray. Second, lovingly follow his leadership as he follows the Lord. Hebrews 13:17 says this, obey your leaders, submit to them, for they keep watch over your soul as those who have to give an account. Let them do it with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So support him, love him, encourage him. One of the things that I believe, I don't know if I ever verbally said this to Nate, but one of the things that a pastor does need is encouragement. Now, just don't flatter him and say, oh, great, great message, Pastor. Say, that really helped me in this area of my life, or that encouraged me. That a pastor just leaps for joy when he hears someone say, that scripture ministered to me personally, and God used you this morning to speak to me personally. Just don't say, great sermon, Pastor. Encourage him with those kind of words. And it's up to Nate not to get a fat head. He says, Lord, I give you the glory. And I've taught him that. The Lord gets the glory. But it's encouraging to him if you do that. And lastly, respect his time with his family. One thing Nate knows and all my boys know is besides my intimate walk with my Savior and my time alone with him, my number one priority was my family. And they know that. I took off every Monday for all the years, and I did nothing that had to do with church. Respect that. Whatever day he takes off, I don't know if it's going to be Monday, I needed it because I always said my mind was mush after Sunday because I needed to recover on Monday. But I had fun with my boys as I spent time with them. A pastor can lose the effectiveness of his ministry if he loses his family. So respect his family time, support him in his family time, and encourage him to spend time with his family. I'm going to now pray for Nate. Lord, thank you for Nate. Thank you for leading him, first of all, into full-time ministry. He's had 10 years experience before this, and now it's his first senior pastorship. I know how that's like. That's an exciting time. And we thank you for him. You're leading here to Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. We know it was your leading on both sides and confirmation by the congregation. And we just thank you, Lord, for your leading. We know that Nate is gifted by you with the gift of pastor teacher. And I know as his father, he loves the Lord Jesus Christ. He walks with him. He commits his life to him, and he wants to walk moment by moment by the power of the Holy Spirit so he can minister in the energy of the Spirit and not in the energy of the flesh. So, Lord, work in him here. Work in the leadership team. Guide them as they minister here, and may you get the glory for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Keeler. Nate, would you join me up here? And if you are on the Board of Deacons or on the Ministry Leadership Team, if you would also join me up here, that would be great. This is the time when I mentioned we would be making some commitments to Nate and his family. And then, so I'll read those, and you'll respond with, I will. and then we'll make some ask Nate to make some commitments in response to us. So this is on behalf of the Board of Deacons. To the congregation, will you commit to helping Nate and the leadership team of Brandywine Valley make their families their first ministry priority by being mindful of your expectations and desires of their time? Will you commit to praying for the Keeler family and the leaders of Brandywine Valley in accordance with 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4? And will you commit to honoring the authority that God has given Nate and the leadership of Brandywine Valley and make it a joy to lead you in accordance with Hebrews 13, 17? Thank you. Nate, we have some commitments for you. Will you commit to loving and leading your household and setting them as your first priority of the ministry in accordance with 1 Timothy 3, 4 through 5?
I will.
Will you commit to preaching the word with integrity so that the congregation can grow in their faith and knowledge of the Lord and discern the full truth in accordance with 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4?
I will.
Will you commit to a vibrant walk with the Lord, prayer and personal integrity in accordance with 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7?
I will.
Will you commit to lead Brandywine Valley Baptist Church with love, service, an example in accordance with 1 Peter 5, 2 through 5?
I will.
And will you commit to preserving the unity and equipping the congregation for the work of the ministry in accordance with Ephesians 4, 1 through 16?
I will.
This time I'd like to ask the leadership team and the board of deacons to lay hands on Nate, and if several of you would pray for him.
Father God, we thank you for Nate. We thank you for bringing him here. We thank you for Shannon and for Nathan and for Aiden. And we pray, Father, that you would protect them, that you would put a shroud of protection around them as they come to Brandywine to lead us. I pray that you would help us to be faithful to pray for Nate and the ministry leadership team on a daily basis, and that you would guide and protect all of them. And we ask these things in your son's name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the legacy that this church already has and the incredible things that you have done over the years through the leadership here. Lord, we thank you for Nate and his family and for you bringing them here. God, we ask that you would guide him in the days and years to come, that you would give him wisdom and direction as he works with the leadership here, as he ministers to the body, that as we continue to move forward, that this legacy that you've already built would continue to grow and impact this region in incredible ways for your glory and your kingdom.
Father God, we do thank you for this morning. We thank you for the rich history that you've allowed to unfold here at 7 Mount Lebanon Road in Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. We thank you for the foundation that you've laid. And we're thankful for the future, Lord. We don't know what it is, but we know with every confidence that it's in your hands. We know that you are the author and perfecter and finisher of our faith. And Lord, we know that your hand has been in this process from the start to the finish. We lift up to you our pastoral leadership team as we move forward. We ask for a blessing on them, encouragement for them. We thank you for bringing Nate to us. We thank you for the ministry that this church will have as he joins our leadership team. We ask blessing on his family as they settle in. And we thank you, Lord, that through it all, you're in charge and this is your church. We ask this blessing in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Welcome again.
Welcome. Before I turn the microphone and the stage over to Pastor Nate, there was one other individual that asked to share a few words with us. So if you would join me in giving a warm Brandywine Valley welcome to Pastor Bo Matthews.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you. Well, the great adventure has begun. And Nate, I wanted to say thank you to you and the ministry leadership team and the leadership of the board in inviting Carol and me to be a part of what's happening today. We're grateful, very grateful for that. This room is hallowed by hundreds of people who have stood in the baptistry and shared faith stories about Jesus, who stood on this platform and talked about their ministry trips somewhere in the United States or in places around the world. And some people have just stood here on their own initiative at our invitation to tell what Jesus Christ has done to change their lives. There's another feature of Brandywine that I know you love, but you don't know it as well as you're going to know it pretty fast. And it was exemplified by an email that a couple of emails I've read over the last few days from Alan Mercer in Petőfi Banya, Hungary. We all have watched video of these Syrian refugees trying to get their way through Hungary into parts of Western Europe. Nate was on the border of Serbia and Hungary a week ago Friday night, all night long into Saturday, distributing blankets and coats and food and coffee and praying with people and listening to people. And I think he exemplifies what you'll find here. Because they're just, you know, people like this that love music and they sing. There are people that teach children and students and adults. They lead small groups that travel the world to preach the gospel. They know how to serve. And there's another feature of Brandywine, and it's one that I especially love, because it's kind of the soup in which all the nuts go. That's not quite right, but the nuts go into. Jacinia Zayas was a newcomer to Brandywine, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and in an off-the-cuff comment, she said, "I love coming to Brandywine Valley because when I'm here, I can breathe again." And what she meant was, it's a safe place to be. It's a place where you can come and people are not going to judge you or condemn you. I think we're just too much aware of our own failures. It's a place where you can feel your way into baptism by immersion or habits here. It's a safe place. And I know these are things you care about. What you all don't know as well yet is how well these features of our congregation comport closely with the heart and soul of these two people. So as you figure out how to make this work and begin to leave your fingerprints all over everything, we hope you do it by building a ministry leadership team and a strong board in a way that we've never had a strong ministry leadership team or a strong board in the past, and we've had some really good ones. But you guys can do better. So we're thankful you're here, and I'd like to join my voice with your dads and with Craig and the board and staff and pray for you as well. So would you all join me as we ask the Lord one more time to bless the Keelers. Holy Father, we are so grateful for Nate and Shannon and for Nate and Aiden. Lord, we're grateful for Shannon's mom and dad and all that they gave of themselves to make her the woman of God she is today. And Lord, we thank you for Nate's mom and dad and all that they gave of themselves to make him the man of God he is today. And it seems good to us and to the Holy Spirit to commit Nate and Shannon to you and to your service here at Brandywine Valley, body, soul, and spirit. Fill their memory with the record of your great deeds. Enlighten their understanding with the light of the Holy Spirit, and make all the desires of their heart and will center on what you want them to do. Make them an instrument of salvation for the people you have entrusted now to their care. And let their life and speaking, let their life and their speaking be filled with grace and hope. Please be always with them in carrying out the responsibilities and the duties of their vocation. In praise, increase, heighten their joy and their devotion. And in speaking of you, Lord, please enable them somehow to speak your living and true word. And Lord, we ask that you would grant that the clearness and the brightness of your holy word in this place and in every place would draw people everywhere to your blessed kingdom. We ask all this for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for your fellowship.
Glad you're here. Thank you.
Well, this won't be a sermon, it'll just be a few thoughts. Sermon comes next week. I'm overwhelmed right now, taking it in. I'm trying to bottle this up and put it somewhere in my mind so I can hang on to it in the future. This is an incredible moment for me and my family, and we're just thrilled to be a part of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. I want to say just a few thanks. Thank you to the search committee, to the deacon board, to the ministry leadership team, to the staff, and to the BVBC family here. And all of you back here who I don't get to address all the time here. And you have called my family to join your family. And it's a great honor and a privilege. I want to thank Bo and Carol. From the very moment I talked to Bo on the phone, I knew that this man loved this church more than any of us could imagine. And because of that, I knew the only thing that he would want is to see this church flourish in the next step, in the next part of the journey. And so that is an incredible gift that you have given me as the next senior pastor here. You've set me up so well, and I thank you for that. And I thank Carol as well, as my wife and I were able to spend a couple of hours with them a month or two ago, and it was a blessing. And I look forward, Bo, to our meetings on Monday mornings as you encourage me and we learn together and pray for each other and encourage each other on Monday mornings going forward. So thank you for your friendship, your support in this process in the future. I want to thank my family, my mom and dad, my brothers. Thank you, John and Ryan. I didn't know that all those beatings growing up as the youngest would would make me resilient in so many ways. But thank you for the encouragement you guys have given me in the call of ministry. Thank you, mom and dad, for the way that you've poured into us and prepared me for this day. Thank you to Scott and Sue, Shannon's parents, that have preserved this woman in so many ways to be a godly woman, to love the Lord and to love her family and to be loyal. And it's just a great privilege to have you guys here sharing with us today. So I want to thank you all. And
I'm part of a great, rich history here at Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. And if you're newer here, like me, and you don't know the history of this church, I want to encourage you to study it, because I'm starting to become a student of the history here. You know, we stand in this place, and as we stand here, we stand on the shoulders of giants who have come before us. I just want to give you a brief little history. The history here began in 1969 as a group of people began to meet together, pray together, encourage each other, and seek the Lord's guidance to see, would God call us to start a church family here in the Brandywine Valley? And God indeed made it clear that they wanted to start a fellowship, a gathering. They called it the Baptist Fellowship. And in 1970, Pastor Richard Reed was called to be the interim pastor. Just a couple of years later, their first senior pastor, Pastor Daniel Meyer, came in 1972. And then in 1975, Baptist Fellowship became Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. And they called their senior pastor, Bo Matthews, and his wife, Carol, in 1975. And just a year later, September 5th, 1976, we held our first meeting right here, Mount Lebanon Road, about 261 in attendance that day. In 1985, Pastor Bo and Carol left Brandywine Valley to pursue a call in Oregon, and God called Dr. Harry Kilbride to pastor here from 1985 to 1990, and then in a way and only God can do, in orchestrating different events, he called Bo and Carol back to lead this church into the future. That was in 1991, and he's led this church faithfully, and it has grown immensely since that time. And so I stand on the shoulders of these men who have labored and prayed, who have preached the word, who have baptized, who have dedicated your children, who have performed memorial services, been with you in hospitals and bedsides, who have led you to Christ, many of you, and have served you faithfully. And I also want to say that I stand on the shoulders of many of you in the congregation and the staff who have labored in this church, who have given of your time and your talents and your treasures to make this church what it is. And it's because of you that I can stand before you and become the next senior pastor and to lead this church. So I want to honor you. I want to thank you for giving of yourselves to the ministry of the gospel here in the Brandywine Valley area. And as your senior pastor, I want you to know that I take these commitments that you just heard Craig read and that I committed myself to, I take them incredibly seriously, to serve and to be faithful, and to do that by God's grace and working with all the might that He is working in me to serve you as the under-shepherd and of the good shepherd, the great shepherd, Jesus Christ Himself. And my commitment to lead this flock with vision and with passion, to feed the flock with grace and truth from His Word, to care for the flock with compassion and prayer, and to protect the flock through discernment and courage. And so by God's grace, my hope, my prayer is that God would flourish through the power of His Holy Spirit in our lives as we go on mission to reach Wilmington for Christ. And I'm joining you in that mission. And I know that as we move forward on our knees in prayer, that God is going to bring the harvest, as He's done in the past, as He will be faithful to do in the future. God is more invested in His mission than we will ever be. And He's calling us to join Him in that mission. And I can't wait to see people coming here, hearing the gospel, and not going from good men to great men or women, or bad people to good people, but go from dead people to people who are alive in Christ through the power of the gospel that transforms lives. What an exciting mission to be a part of. I'm humbled to be able to do it and equip us to go, to know the Lord, to grow in our walk with Him, and to go forth and reach this world for Christ. And so I want to pray that God would bless us as we go forward in that. Father, thank you Lord, you are the giver of all good things. You give good gifts to your children. And certainly you have given me a gift that is so undeserved, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace and your calling to lead Brandywine Valley Baptist Church, along with the ministry leadership team and the staff in our future as we go forward. Lord, keep us humble, keep us seeking you, keep us vibrant in our walk with you, Lord, that we would not turn to the left or to the right and fall away by trickery or deceit or self-conceit or our own sin, but Lord, that we would walk humbly and repenting and confessing, Lord, and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you would be faithful to provide the harvest as we join you in mission. Lord, equip us for that work. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.